这一个系列都是集中在一本书，就是撒迦利亚书。
My sharing for this series has been focused on the book of Zechariah.
请我们打开撒迦利亚书。
Please turn with me to the book of Zechariah.
旧约倒数第二本书。
The second to the last book in the Old Testament.
我们上个礼拜是讲到第六个意象。
Last week we shared on the sixth vision.
是一个飞行的书卷。
The vision of the flying scroll.
今天我们要继续来看第七个意象，是一个飞行的凉器。
And today we want to look at the seventh vision, which is a flying ephah.
我们要从第五节，我们一直念到十一节。
Zechariah chapter 5 from verse 5 to 11.
与我说话的天使出来对我说，你要举目观看，见所出来的是什么。下一节。
Verse 6. I said, what is it? And he said, this is the ephah going forth. Again he said, this is their appearance in all the land.
我见有一片圆签被举起来，这坐在凉气中的是个妇人。
Then he said, this is wickedness. And he threw her down into the middle of the ephah and cast the lead weight on its opening.
我又举目观看，见有两个妇人出来，在他们翅膀中有风，飞得甚快，翅膀如同什么鸟？怪鸟的翅膀。他们将凉气抬起来，悬在天地中间。
I said to the angel who was speaking with me, where are they taking the ephah?
他对我说，要往示拿地去，为他盖造房屋，等房屋齐备，就把他安置在自己的地方。我们先看这个意象。
And we'll look at this vision first.
这是第七个意象。
This is the seventh vision.
我稍微复习一下我们过去讲的每一个意象。
I'll give you a quick review of the past six.
第一个意象是看到四匹马。
In the first vision, he saw four horses.
从那个意象里面我们知道是讲到神的灵运行在这个地上。
Through that vision, we learn that this is the Spirit of God roaming around the world.
不管这个世界是在什么样的政权底下，
regardless of what government this world was under at the time,
看起来好像是人在那里当家掌权，
seemed as if men were in charge.
因为我们知道，当这个先知看见这个异象的时候，那个时候世界的是在谁的手里？那个时候。
When the prophet Zechariah saw that vision, who was the leader of the world at the time?
波斯王。
It was the king of Persia.
是一个外邦的王。
A Gentile king.
那犹太人呢？是一个殖民地，可以这样讲。
And the Jews were being exiled.
那么本来犹太人是自主，能够有自己的主权，神与他们同在的选民，但现在却落为外邦人的殖民地。
Before, the Jews had their own government, they were the chosen people of God, but now they were held captive under Gentiles.
但是神给他们一个使命，你们从巴比伦回来，重建圣殿。
But God gave them a calling to return from Babylon to rebuild their homeland.
所以第一个意象就让他们看见神是掌权，他的灵还在管理这一切。
So in the first vision, they learned that God is in charge, His Spirit still works.
第二个意象，
the second vision,
你就看见了四个角跟四个匠人。
Were four horns and four craftsmen.
什么意思？
What does that vision mean?
四个角，圣经告诉我们是这个神拿来管理管教犹太人的那个四个国家。
The four horns were four countries God used to punish the Jews.
对，那么犹太人受到 因为没有听神的话，受到神的管教。
Because the Jews went against God's word, they were punished.
但是这一些外邦的势力管教的过头，神就兴起四个匠人来重新来把神的儿女带起来。
But the punishment of the four horns, the four countries, went overboard, so God raised the four craftsmen to bring the Jews back.
这是第二个意象，让我们仍然看见神在那里安排这个大的环境。
So this is the second vision where we see that God is still planning the big picture.
到了第二章就看到第三个意象。
The third vision was in chapter 2.
他就看见有一个人拿着一个准绳。
He saw a person with a measuring rod.
神叫那个人去丈量这个殿。
And he was to measure the temple.
那意思就是说现在要开始建殿了。
Means that this is now the time to rebuild the temple.
神的旨意是要这些人赶快动工。
God's will is for these people to start work.
那么在这个地方我们就知道神的旨意是跟他的家有关系的。
And through this vision we know that God's will has to do with his house.
那么在外表上是借着建这一个殿来表明。
On the surface, that is represented by the building of the temple.
但是在灵里面，神是要说出他一直没有改变的旨意，就是神要住在他的百姓中间。
But spiritually, God is demonstrating this will that has never changed throughout history, that is, he wants to dwell among men.
那么你就看见到了第四个意象。
Then we come to the fourth vision.
你就看到这个约书亚。
And here we have Joshua,
是大祭司,
the high priest.
这个大祭司身上穿的是肮脏的衣服。
He was wearing very filthy garments.
撒旦站在他旁边，一直告他，告他，控告他。
And Satan was standing next to him, accusing him.
神说，这个是火中抽出来的一根柴。
And God said that the stick that's removed from the fire.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
这个意象告诉我们，神要恢复祭司的侍奉。
That means that God will restore the service of priests.
神的家里面有两个重要的部分。
There are two important components in God's house.
神的家不注重在那个房子的问题。
God's house is not just focused on the matter of the building.
里面的内容。
But what matters is the content within.
第一个内容就是以大祭司做代表的。
The first content is represented by the high priest.
祭司献祭，敬拜神。
Priests offer sacrifices to worship God.
祭司献祭为百姓的罪来赎罪。
Priests, they offer sacrifices to atone for the sins of the people.
祭司把神的话教导给百姓。
The priests speak and share God's word to people. 所
以祭司的角色是站在神与人的中间，他是一个桥梁的角色。
So the priest plays the role of a bridge standing between God and his people.
但是这个祭司却充满了罪。
But this priest was full of sin.
人有许多的事情得罪了神。
People had done many things to offend God.
所以撒旦就被攻击。
So there are things
我们常常就被撒旦攻击到好像头都抬不起来。
We're often accused by Satan to a point that we can't even lift up our heads.
现在神说，亲自出来替约书亚说话。
But God rose up and spoke on behalf of Joshua.
所以这个意象就让我们看见，今天每一个基督徒都是像约书亚一样。
So through this vision, we see that each Christian today is just like Joshua.
我们不配做这个职分。
We're not worthy to take on this position.
我们常常在撒旦的控告的底下
We're often under the accusation of Satan.
这个在新约的这个七封书信里面启示录里面你也可以看得到不是七封书信在启示录里头说到魔鬼天天控告那个男孩子。
You can also see in Revelation that the Satan devil continues to accuse the man child.
但是这些男孩子能够胜过他是靠着羔羊的血。
But the man child can overcome Satan by the blood of the lamb.
所以在这个意象里面就告诉我们，我们在神的家里都要侍奉神。
And also through this vision, it teaches us that we ought to all serve God in His house.
所以我们在教会里面，你会发现，我们鼓励弟兄姊妹 不但来聚会。
That's why in church we encourage that not only do we come to services,
我们要献祭献给神。
We also need to offer sacrifices to God.
把自己献给神，把我们的祷告赞美献给神。
Offer ourselves, offer our praises and prayers to God.
我们奉献礼物与祭物来感谢神。
We offer gifts and sacrifices to thank God.
这是一方面，这是第四个意象所告诉我们。
That's what the fourth vision points out.
然后你到了第四章第六个意象，第五个意象。
And the fifth vision in chapter four.
看到金灯台。
Zechariah saw a golden lampstand.
在这个金灯台上面有七盏灯。
And there were seven lamps on it.
每一盏灯有七个管子。
Each lamp has seven pipes.
然后在这个盏灯的两边有两棵树。
And there are two trees on the side of the seven lamps. Olive trees.
然后从这橄榄树有油出来，经过这个管子流到这个灯里面。
And from the olive trees flow oil through the pipes into the lamps.
这又讲什么？
What does that vision mean?
这个就告诉我们，神今天在地上的见证以这个灯台做代表。
The lampstand represents God's testimony on earth.
这个纯金的金灯台，这里没有解释。
There is no explanation of what the golden lampstands mean in this book.
但是我们到启示录就有解释了。
But there are explanations in Revelation.
金灯台代表什么呢？教会的见证。
The golden lampstands represent the testimonies of the church.
教会的见证是见证什么呢？
And what does the church testify?
见证耶稣基督。
It testifies to Christ Jesus.
所以这是启示录里面给我们看见耶稣基督的见证。
So this is what Revelation reveals to us as the testimony of Jesus.
所以我们就看到这里这个意象就告诉我们，神的选民在旧约也好，今天到了新约，神的教会也好，我们只有一个 mission.
So this vision tells us whether it be God's chosen people in Old Testament or God's chosen vessel, the church in the New Testament, we all just have this one mission.
这个 mission 是什么呢？
And what is that mission?
就是这个金灯台所代表的，它要发光。
The light from the lampstand.
如果这个金灯台只发烟没有光，那么这个金灯台主说我要把你撵。从原处挪去。
If the lampstand only produces smoke and no light, God will remove it.
所以人在这个世界怎么认识神呢？
How do people come to know God in this world?
在这个黑暗的世界，光从哪里来呢？
Where does light come from in this dark world?
就是这个金灯台要把这个光带出来。
The lampstand is responsible to bring forth
the light. 那么这个灯，这个光是谁呢？
And who is that light?
就是耶稣基督。
That is Jesus Christ.
耶稣说，我就是这世界的光。
Jesus said, I am the light of the world.
人若跟从我，就不在黑暗里面走。
Those who follow me will no longer walk in darkness.
耶稣说，我是真光。
He said he is the true light.
今天有很多的时候，我们高举的不是基督，乃是高举的一个人，或者一个经历，或者一个真理。
A lot of times we focus and we lift up not Jesus, but a person or an experience.
但是在这里，我们要看见神的心乃是让他的教会能够发光。
But here we have to see what God's heart is, that is, he wants his church to shine.
那么这里有一句话很重要。
There's a very important verse in here.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
Where he says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
所以告诉我们，整个的光的能源是从神的灵来的。
So the source of the light comes from the Spirit of God.
所以你可以看得到，那一个七盏灯有七根管子所流出来的油，是告诉我们。我们只能依靠圣灵才能够工作。
So the oil that flows from the trees through the pipes into the lamp which produces light means that the power comes from the Spirit.
不是人的口才。
Not by the eloquence of men.
不是人的经验。
Not by any experiences of men.
不是人的组织的天才，不是的。
Not by the ability to organize.
不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠耶和华的灵。
Not by might nor by spirit, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts.
以那个时候来讲，
at that time,
他们以前老是喜欢靠人。
They like to, in the past, rely on the power of men.
这个以色列犹大在一个像一个孤岛一样在那个巴勒斯坦。
Israel and Judah were like a lone island in Palestine.
他看见亚述很强，马上就去拉埃及，希望埃及来帮他的忙。
When Syria was strong, they turned to Egypt to ask for help.
结果神说你去靠他，你就会失望。
But God told them, if you rely on them, you'll be disappointed.
放弃了该靠的，去靠了不该靠的。
They forgot who they ought to rely on. They rely on those that are not reliable.
他们想要搞这个所谓用今天来地理政地缘政治 geopolitics politics 想要玩这个政治游戏，结果还是亡国了。
They want to play geopolitics as we use today's language, but they still lost their country.
所以不是依靠势力。
So it's not by might.
不是依靠才能。
Nor by power.
要依靠人的本事，在属灵的事情上一定失败。
You always fail on spiritual matters if you rely on man's power.
所以这个是这个意象所告诉我们。
So this is what this vision means.
然后第六个意象，我们上个礼拜就讲到这个飞行的书卷。
And last week we spoke on the flying scroll, the sixth vision.
什么意思？记得吗
？Do you remember what that means?
啊，这个 UFO 飞来飞去。
It's like a UFO flying about.
啊，这个书卷乃是讲到神的话。
The flying scroll is the word of God.
两面都写着神的话。
On both sides.
也就是说。神所有在圣经里面说过的话，现在以这个书卷来代表。
So the scroll represents all the words God has spoken throughout history.
神要告诉他的百姓。
God will tell his people.
你们为什么遭到这些事情
？Why do you go through all this trouble?
这些事情不是偶发事件，是老早都讲过的事。
These are not coincidences, but they were written down a long time ago.
所以以色列人必须认识他们所经过的这一切。是他们自己行为所带来的结果。
So the Israelites must recognize that all the hardship they experienced were due to their own misdeeds.
所以神就告诉他们，你们有最起码两个罪，我要追讨。
So God said there are two sins that I want to deal with.
一个是什么？虚假誓。
One is false swearing.
啊，说是说我是讲真话，其实。他违背了他的誓言。
You may say one thing, yet you went against your vow.
你自己说的话，你自己不算数。
You don't do what you say.
然后另外一个呢，是偷窃。
The second sin is stealing.
属于神的，你把它当做自己的。
You take what was God's as your own.
属于别人的，你也把它当做自己的。
You take what was your neighbor's as your own.
这叫做偷窃的罪。
That's the sin of stealing.
神的仆人也犯偷窃的罪，神的百姓也犯偷窃的罪。
God's people and even his servants have sinned in that area.
所以神要审判。
So God will judge.
那么，这个从第五章开始，最后的这三个意象，飞行的书卷，今天我们要讲的飞行的一个器皿，跟最后一个意象。四辆马车都是讲到神的审判。
So from chapter 5 on, the last three visions, the flying scroll, the flying ephah, and the four chariots all speak of God's judgment.
那我们来看今天这一个凉气是指什么说的。
And let's look at what this ephah means.
中文我们翻译的时候翻译成凉气，但是你注意听我们姐妹读讲英文的时候，它不是翻译成 container。
In the Chinese version, it translates ephah as a measuring container.
Ephah 是一个专有名词。
Ephah is actually a very specialized word.
Yeah, 它你只能到圣经里面来看 ephah 是指什么说的。
Only in Bible does it explain what an ephah is.
好，我们来看啊，这个字在生命记里头二十五章。
You can find this word in Deuteronomy chapter 25.
依法是什么呢？就是犹太人量麦子的那个容器。
An ephah is a measuring container that the Israelites used to measure wheat.
麦 就好像美国我们在这个卖这些农产品的时候，我们如果注意看那个单位，美国的单位叫做 bushel。
In the U.S. when you sell vegetation or farming items, we usually measure by bushel.
那么在中国我们用的公制的话就是公升。
In China, it's a liter. It's a liter by
liter.
对，
我们去买汽油，在美国是加仑。
And for example, if you buy gas in the United States, it's by a gallon.
啊，在其他的国家用公制的话，就是一公升多少钱？
In many other countries, it's by the liter.
所以这个容器是旧约时代在以色列人中间买卖所用的单位。
So this is a measuring unit that the Israelites use in their business dealings, in their purchases.
那么粮麦这个农产品啊，它是一个 bushel， 一个这个是一个 ephah， ephah 来卖的。
So when they sell wheat, they measure it by the ephah.
所以这个东西是一个商业上的一个很重要，每天生活中的一个单位。
It's a measuring unit that's very useful and very key to their everyday living.
好，你看神对这件事情他怎么规定
？And this is how God, God's law is concerning this.
申命记二十五章十三节到十五节。
Deuteronomy chapter 25 from verse 3.
注意啊，你囊中不可有一大一小两样的砝码。你家里不可有一大一小两样的升斗，当用对准公平的砝码，公平的升斗，这样你在耶和华你神所赐的
differing weights, a large and a small, you shall not have in your house differing measures, a large and a small, you shall have a full and just weight, you shall have a full and just measure, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you.
我们知道每个国家都有一个单位叫做度量衡管理局。
We all have a measuring system in each country.
因为这个每天人民的生活都是在买与卖的这个事情上面。
Because people's livelihood depends on transactions every day.
那么你要衡量你买卖的量，你这些度量衡就必须是有一个标准。
So there has to be a rule to, as to these measuring systems in transactions.
那量重量古时候用砝码。
When they weigh, they use different weights. I guess when you weigh things.
Yeah, 在这个国家重量是以磅啊或者 ounce 来代表。
In this country, we use pound or ounces.
在中国是几斤几斤几两。
In China, it's a I don't know,
金粮
in,
对金
or 粮、
啊、对。那么但是呢神就要说得很清楚，你不可以把砝码有两套。
But God said clearly you cannot have differing weights、
啊、你家的升斗不可以有两套标准。
You can't have differing measures in your house.
只准重量就是重量，容积就是容积，一个标准。
This weight and this measure is set.
好，这是神的律法中所规定的。
This is something that's stated in God's law.
啊，如果你这样行，你就得长，可以长久，在地上可以日子长久。
And the promise is that if you do so, your days will be prolonged in the land that God gives you.
但你搞鬼呢
？But if you mess with it,
那你就有的吃不完兜着走。
And then you'll be in trouble.
对不对？所以你就会发现，人的心可不是那么简单的。
But, so you discover that man's heart is not, they're not that simple.
为什么神要这样警告呢？因为他知道人有诡计的。
The reason God set this law and warns them is because he knows the trickery of men's mind.
你看那个时候他们亡国之前那个社会的状态。
If you look at the condition of their society before they were captive by the Gentile countries.
请你打开路。阿摩斯书八章。
If you turn to Amos chapter 8.
阿摩斯当时的先知来说到那个时候的社会。
He was a prophet at the time, and he speaks of the condition of the society.
找到没有？第几页？阿摩斯书 第八章我们要从第四节念到第七节。
Amos chapter 8, we'll read from verse 4 to 7.
找到了哈。你们这些要吞吃穷乏人，使困苦人衰败的，当听我的话。你们说，月朔几时过去，我们好卖粮；安息日几时过去，我们好摆开麦子。卖出用小升斗，收银用大升斗，用诡诈的天平欺哄人，好用银子买穷寒人，用一双鞋换穷乏人，将坏了的麦子卖给人。耶和华指着雅各的荣耀启示说，他们一切的行为我必永远不忘。
Hear this, you who trample the needy, to do away with the humble the land, saying, When will the new moon be over, so that we may sell again, and the Sabbath, that we may open the wheat market, to make the bushel smaller and the shekel bigger, and to cheat with dishonest scales, so as to buy the helpless for money, and the needy for a pair of sandals, that we may sell the refuse of the wheat? The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, indeed I will never forget any of their deeds.
我想我们上市场买菜买东西都多多少少都有点经验。
We may all have this experience as you go to the supermarket to buy things.
你就会发现买的人也好卖的人也好在那个斤两上就有很多花样很多花招了。
Sometimes you find little tricks in either the buyer or the seller when you deal with the scales.
Buy high, sell low. Buy low, sell high. 我们花样多得很。
We have all kinds of tricks in these buying selling transactions.
这里说你看你买卖给人家的时候用小升斗。
When you sell it to people,
说是一升。
You make your measuring thing smaller.
但是你用你家里那个小的来量给别人。
You use a smaller measuring unit from your home.
收钱的时候就拿大的是收的很多。
But when you get money from others, you want to use a bigger measuring thing.
重量也是一样搞花样。
Same thing with the weight.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
神每天都在看我们的心。
Every day, God is looking at our hearts.
我们以为可以骗人，没有错，人糊里糊涂不知道，就给我们蒙了。
We thought we could fool people, and sometimes we do get to pull the wool over people's eyes.
但你从这段圣经来看，神说什么？
But as you can see from this scripture, what is God saying?
我都知道。
He says he knows.
而且他说的很重，他说他们一切的行为，我怎么样？永远不忘。
And he says, seriously, I will never forget any of their deeds.
所以我们的神是看在眼里，记在心里。
So our God sees and he remembers.
你以为你可以骗人？
You thought you can fool people.
但是神说你骗不了我。
But God said you can't fool me.
我要追讨你的罪。
And I will remember your deeds.
所以那么这个意象到底在讲什么？是不是神跟我们每一个人都过不去，每天就抓我们小辫子
？So does this vision only mean that God is picking on us？
你注意，现在你懂了这个量器之后，你回来看这段圣经这个意象。
Now you've understood what this measuring unit means. Let's go back to the vision.
第六节。
In verse 6.
我说这是什么？他说这是出来的量器。他又说这是恶人在遍地的形状。我见有一片圆圈被举起来。这个坐在凉气中的是个妇人，天使说这是罪恶，他就把妇人扔在凉气中，那片圆圈扔在凉气的口上，把盖起来了。
I said, what is it? And he said, this is the ephah going forth. Again, he said, this is their appearance in all the land. And behold, a lead cover was lifted up, and this is a woman sitting inside the ephah. Then he said, this is wickedness. And he threw her down into the middle of the ephah and cast the lead away on its opening.
这是一个意象，讲到在这个地上的一个恶行。
This vision speaks of an evil appearance in the land.
它用两个东西来代表。
It's represented by two things.
一个是这个凉气。
One is the ephah.
一个是这个女人。
The other is this woman.
那我刚刚解释了这个凉气，就是说人在这个凉气上做了手脚。
I explained the ephah already, which means men are being deceiving when it comes to measuring units.
所以这个商业里头是一个欺诈的行为。
So there is deception in business transactions.
那这个女人又代表什么呢？
But what does the woman represent?
你就会发现，在启示录里面讲到有女人。
There is also a woman in Revelation.
你看到有一有好几个女人。
There are actually several.
啊，那么你到启示录里面，你看到有一个女人是个荣耀的妇人，是在启示录的第十二章。
There is a woman in Revelation 12. She was a glorious woman.
那一个女人是谁呢？就是指的教会说的。
And she represents the church.
在地上的教会是以这一个啊。身披日头脚踏月亮头戴十二星冠冕的一个女人
The church on earth is represented by this woman who was clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet and on her head a crown of 12 stars
但是你到了十七章又看到另外一个女人
And in Revelation chapter 17 there is another woman
她讲到是个大淫妇
She was called the great harlot
这个大淫妇是跟那个兽交织在一起的
And she was with the beast
所以在圣经里面讲到妇人的时候他都讲到一个点
So as you can see when the Bible talks about the women or a woman it talks about a point
是讲到宗教
It speaks of religion
对这个宗教这件事情它可以有贞洁的妇人那像神心目中的这个教会
A religion can be represented by this glorious and holy woman which is God's church
但是它也可以变质成为一个淫妇
But it can also turn into a harlot
所以这就是在圣经里面用妇人作为标号来讲到这个宗教的一个诡异性
So Bible uses women to, as a sign to explain the good and the evil of the religion
它好可以很好
It can be good, it can be great.
它坏起来可以让人深痛恶绝。
But it can be so evil and so hateful.
神在旧约的时候对以色列人说你是我的妻子。
In the Old Testament, God said to Israel, you are my bride.
但是以色列人这一个宗教系统到后来就变成淫妇。
But the Jewish religious system later on turned into a harlot.
好，你懂这件事情以后，你就来想一想，主耶稣到世上来，他进入圣殿的时候，他看见什么
？So if you understand this, and if you remember when Jesus came into this world and he went into the temple, and what did he see?
他看见的是什么？买卖牛羊鸽子跟兑换银钱。
He saw those who were selling ox and sheep and those who were exchanging money.
那个都是为人民服务的好从 人民的思想来看是个好事
From a man's perspective those serve a good purpose they're good services
但是从耶稣的眼光他看成是什么
But from Jesus' point of view what did he see?
好你们把我父的殿变成贼窝
He said you turn my father's house into a den of robbers
这个地方应该是一个圣洁祷告的殿神的家
This is the house of God, a place of prayer.
大家都认为这是很好的地方，可是耶稣说，你们把它变了。
People think it's a pretty good place, but Jesus said, no, you've changed it.
所以这个妇人本来是应该是一个贞洁的童女的，现在变成什么？淫妇了。
This holy and glorious woman, which was God's intention, has now turned into a harlot.
你如果懂这个标记的意思。
So if you understand what the woman represents,
你回过头来看这个第七个意象
and you go back to look at the seventh vision,
他就说这里有一个商业的量器
there is this measuring unit,
是一个诡诈的
there is deception in it,
然后这里有一个宗教
there is a religion,
这个宗教光面堂皇摆在世人的面前
it in appearance is perfectly fine in front of people's eyes.
但是后面却是跟这个不义的商业勾在一起。
But behind it, it is tied with the deceiving business transactions.
在这里啊，人借着上帝图利。
People are making money for, out of God.
对不对？他们在那里买卖牛羊鸽子也好，兑换银钱也好。最后谁的口袋肥了
whether they be selling oxen or sheep or they're exchanging money who benefits
谁的口袋肥了这些大祭司与这些在圣殿里面所有侍奉的这些人吗
the high priests and those who serve in the temple benefits
他们个个都母老老
they all earn a lot of money through this
个个都是马卡马卡
they became rich.
所以神说你们都你们是强盗。
So that's why Jesus called them robbers.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
宗教的危机在哪里？
Where is the crisis in today's religion?
宗教其实是一个最高的情操是向着神的。
In religion, the highest state of religion is God.
人要追求神的真善美。
Men seek God's holiness and His truth and His beauty.
但是在人的手腕的里头。
But in the hands of this most wonderful pursuit has become
最丑恶的东西。
The most evil thing.
所以宗教你看它的表象是伟大的，是。美丽的。
If you look at the outward of religion, it's grand and it's beautiful.
但是你到它里面去看的时候，不能看，暗无天日。
But if you look into it and in its content, there's a lot of darkness in it.
你如果有兴趣要看在旧约时代犹太人把犹太教变成什么样子，你要去读以西结书。
If you're interested in looking at what the Jews had turned their religion into in the Old Testament, you want to read Ezekiel.
神的愤怒不是没有原因的。
There is a reason for God's anger.
他们是借着上帝的名。
They've done a lot of things in the name of God.
却谋自己的利益。
For their own gain.
所以这是神所痛恨。
This is something that God hates.
所以神就审判那个时代。
So God judged that generation.
好，现在这个意象向这个年轻的先知打开。
Now this vision.Shown to the young prophet.
他说我把这个妇人放在这个不义的器皿里头。
In the vision you see that this woman is in the ephah.
有两个天使就把她搬到什么地方去了？示拿地区。
And the angels moved it to the land of Shinar.
示拿是什么地方？
And where is this place, the land of Shinar?
查字典。
If you look in reference books.
就是指着巴比伦说的。
It is in Babylon.
巴比伦是一个很稀奇的一个地方。
Babylon is an interesting place.
你如果去看整个的圣经的历史。
If you look at the history in the Bible.
巴比伦跟巴别有关系的。
Babylon has to do, it is related to a Babel.
巴别就跟巴别塔，你记得吗？
Babel, you remember the Tower of Babel.
那么这个地方就是现在的伊拉克。
And this Babel in today's geography is in Iraq.
那里人曾经盖过巴别塔，叫塔顶。
There is a place where this is the place where they built the Tower of Babel to reach into the heavens.
人说我们要扬名天下。
People said we want to be famous in the world.
要靠人的力量可以达到天的境界。
By our own strength we can reach into the heavens.
所以神从天上就下来，把他们打散了，把他们语言搞乱了。
But God is not pleased by that, so He came down, He dispersed the people, and He changed their languages.
那从那里你就开始看见。有一个宗教的灵就开始发展。
Then from there you see that the spirit of religion began.
读宗教历史的人都能够 trace 今天世界上所有的宗教，它的本源都是起自于巴比伦。
Today those who study the history of religion all trace back to the beginning of religion to this place, Babel.
那么圣经又告诉我们，到圣经的结束，它说将来这整个的宗教会大一统。全部变成一个宗教。
And Bible also tells us in the end time there will be religion will reunite itself.
对，所以这个就是那个灵。
That is the spirit.
那你看到这个灵厉害到什么地步？连神最纯正的启示，借着摩西交付给人的所谓的旧约。
This spirit is so strong, even the pure revelation from God, which is.What God told Moses.
犹太人照着这个传统一直活在神的这一个启示的里头，可是慢慢慢慢就变质了。
The Israelites tried to live within that revelation throughout history, but slowly that changed.
他们有一个庞大的系统。
They had a grand system.
可是里面没有一样东西能够让神的心得到满足。
But there's nothing in that system that can please God's heart.
他们被异化，异化听得懂吗？
They were contaminated.
Yeah, 可以，你可以讲 contaminated. 不但 contaminated, 它整个的本质变了。
Not just contaminated, but its true nature was changed.
所以在这个意象里面说，现在我把你们从埃及带回来，不是吗？
So in the vision, God said, did I not bring you back?
你们已经经过火的审判了，不是吗？
Did I not refine you by fire?
可是我要把这个罪让他回到他的老本家去。
This sin will return to its original land.
因为这个圣地耶路撒冷不能够再被这种灵所污染。
Because this spirit can no longer contaminate the Holy Land. It can no longer contaminate Jerusalem.
为什么神当初的最纯正的启示经过人的手会异化到这个地步呢？
Why did God's pure revelation change to this point after man's own hands?
因为祭司开始做生意了。
Because priests became businessmen.
因为神的仆人不是专心传道，而是跟商业挂钩了。
Because God's servant no longer served God purely, but they decided to do a little business on the side.
所以这个整个的东西就开始念教跑进来，全团就发起来了。
So yeast came in and they contaminated the whole dough.
所以呢，神就审判了他们。
So God judged them.
现在神要把这个罪。把它搬这个灵应该是讲这个灵这一个巴比伦的异教的灵从根把它除掉搬 go where it belongs 到它原来 该去的地方
So God now will remove the spirit the spirit of the false religion and send it back to where it belonged
也就是说神要洁净他的教会
So it means that God will purify his church
洁净他的儿女
He would purify his children.
这是神在末世要做的事情。
And this is something that God will do in the last days.
好，这是这个意象所讲的。
So this is what the vision of Ephah tells us.
接着下来第八个意象。
Now let's go to the eighth one.
我们来第六章。
Chapter six.
我们从第一节念到第八节。
From verse 1 to 8.
我又举目观看，见有四辆车从两山中间出来。那山是铜山，你念第二节。
In verse 2.But the first chariot were red horses, with the second chariot black horses.
第三辆车套着白马，第四辆车套着有斑点的重马。
Then I spoke and I said to the angel who was speaking with me, "What are these, my lord?"
天使回答我说，这是天的四风，是从普天下的主面前出来的。
With one of which the black horses are going forth to the north country, and the white ones go forth after them, with the dappled ones go forth to the south country.
撞马出来要在遍地走来走去天使说你们只管在遍地走来走去他们就照样行了
Then he cried out to me and spoke to me saying See, those who are going to the land of the north have appeased my wrath in the land of the north
好那么我们在解释第一个意象的时候曾经引用过这个意象
When we explain the first vision, we refer to this one.
那个时候我们要解释什么是四匹马，对不对？
The time we were explaining what the four horses were.
那这里有解释，这个四匹马是天的四风。
This vision explains the four horses were the four winds.
就是神的从宝座前出来的灵。
And they're the spirits from heaven.
那只是这个意象里面比第一个意象又多了。车就是有马车。
But in addition, in this one, in addition to the first vision, are the chariots.
那么我们当然在这里，圣经没有给我们解释这个车是什么意思。
Hereby, we did not explain what the chariots mean.
但却告诉我们，这个车是从两座铜山出来的。
But it tells us that the chariots came from two bronze mountains.
那我们知道，在圣经里面。金属也有它预表的意义。
We know that in Bible, different metals represent different things.
金代表什么？
What does gold represent?
神的性情。
The characteristics of God.
神的性情像金，它像金子一样，它不会改变。
God's character is like pure gold, unchanging.
银代表什么？
What does silver represent?
救赎，宿命银在旧约里面讲到，犹太人到神面前来，他们要每年一定要交这个银子。
Redemption.
Of salvation.
In salvation. In exchange for salvation.、
那么这所以银是用是讲到神的救赎。
So silver represents the salvation of God.
铜代表什么呢
？And what does bronze represent?
你记得铜这个故事吗
？Remember the stories.
他们在旷野的时候。
While the Israelites were in the wilderness.
有一群人，他们说我们也可以献香，为什么只有你们利未人可以
烧香呢？
There's a group of people who said, how come all the Levites can offer sacrifice? We can do it too.
所以他们也要去烧香。
So they want to offer incense as well.
那么他们就各个带着香炉来了。
So they brought their bronze incense.
然后去神的面前烧香。
And they go before God.
他们以为没有问题的。
They thought they were
okay. 结果火就出来，把他们通通烧死。
The fire came down from heaven and burned them.
那剩下来就是那香炉。
What's left were their
那神就对摩西说。
So God said to Moses,
把那个香炉把它打成片子。
You need to break down these bronze incense instruments into a sheet.
坛的外面。
And you need to surround the altar with it.
以为提醒见解。
As a reminder.
是什么？这个铜香炉代表什么？
What does this bronze represent?
神的审判。
God's judgment.
人不能够轻慢神。
Men cannot easily anger God.
侍奉是按照神的次序来侍奉。
When you serve according to God's orders.
眼睛不要去做脚的事，脚不要去做耳朵的事。
Eyes shouldn't do the works of the feet.
神是给每一个人有不同的恩赐，你照着你的恩赐来侍奉就好了。
So God has given each person a gift, so just serve according to that.
这些人他们不服，他要说我一定要，我也要做这个事，结果他们招来的是神的审判。
But when these people said, well, we can do what the Levites do, what they brought upon was God's judgment.
你看启示录讲到神把他耶稣把他自己显给约翰看的时候。
In Revelation, when Jesus appeared to John,
特别讲到耶稣的脚像什么？光明的铜。
It described Jesus' feet as shining bronze.
有没有？启示录第一章。
In Revelation chapter 1.
这个第十五节。
Verse 15.
脚好像在炉中锻炼光明的铜，看到没有？
His feet were like burnished bronze. It has been made to glow in a furnace.
当然不是说耶稣的两个脚是铜的脚，不是这个意思。
It's not saying that Jesus' feet were made out of bronze.
乃是告诉我们耶稣有审判的权柄。
But it tells that Jesus has the power to judge.
约翰福音也说得很清楚，父不审判人，神把父把一切审判的事都交给谁？子。
In the Gospel of John, it also tells us the Father gives the power of judgment to the Son.
所以今天审判权，这个 judicial 这个权利是在谁的手里？基督耶稣的手里。
So Jesus has full judicial power.
他要审判。
He will judge.
所以你就知道，这个铜都是讲到神的审判。
So bronze speaks of the judgment of God.
那么，所以这个意象就告诉我们，这个神的灵在这个地上走来走去。
In this vision, we see the spirit of God patrolling the earth.
神就审判了，像这里讲到，他到北方。
And it went to the north country.
那么他说，第六第八节说，看啊，往北方去的已经在北方安慰我的心。
And said in verse 8, see those who are going to the land of north have appeased my wrath in the land of north.
神的愤怒因着这个审判就平复了。
And God's wrath is eased by this judgment.
那对于犹太人来讲，当时在古时候，这个北方的国是指一个国家。
And in those days, the northern country is. Babylon.
对，所以神在那个时候就审判了巴比伦。
So at that time, God's judgment came upon Babylon.
所以今天在这个世界的这个上面，所有不义的事情，我们好像觉得神不管。
So in today's world, all these unrighteous things going on, we feel like as if God doesn't care.
我们常常觉得，哎呀，皇天有眼吗？
We think sometimes, doesn't heaven have eyes?
让我告诉你，皇天有眼。
Let me tell you, the heaven does have eyes.
神管事吗？管。
Doesn't God care?
他为什么不死啊？走着瞧。
Why isn't so-and-so dead already? But just give it time.
这个人怎么还活得好好的呢？
Why is that person still living so happily?
啊。恶有恶报，若是不报，时候未到。
The payment has not come upon them yet because time is not right yet.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神要追讨我们的罪。
God remembers, He judges our sins.
所以他在天地走来走去。
So He patrols the earth.
最后。
Lastly.
我们看第九节。
Let's look at verse 9.
耶和华临到我说，第十节。
Verse 9 and 10.10 says, take an offering from the exiles, from Hildai, Tobijah, and Jediah, and you go the same day and enter the house of Josiah, the son of Zephaniah, where they have arrived from Babylon.
十一节，取这金银做冠冕，戴在约沙达儿子大祭司约书亚的头上，对他说：“万军之耶和华如此说。”
Verse 12. Then he said to him, "Thus says the Lord of hosts: Behold, a man whose name is Branch, for he will branch out from where he is, and he will build the temple of the Lord."
他要建造耶和华的殿，并担负尊荣，坐在位上掌王权。又必在位上做祭司，使两职之间筹定和平。好，
15节。Verse 15. Those who are far off will come and build the temple of the Lord. Then you will know that the Lord of hosts has sent me to you, and it will take place if you completely obey the Lord your God.
在这个审判之后带出来的是这一件事。
This matter came after the judgment.
这个意象。是该撒利亚独有的一个意象。
This is the vision that only Zechariah saw.
神的审判要带出什么东西？
What will the judgment of God bring forth?
他说带出一个很稀奇的事情。
Something very, very mysterious.
他叫这个先知去这三个人家拿金子跟银子。
He tells the prophet to go to the houses of these three people to bring forth silver and gold.
用这个金子银子。把它打成一个冠冕。
And they are to make a crown out of the silver and gold.
戴在谁的头上呢？
And put it on.
约书亚的头上。
Joshua.
那约书亚是谁呢？
And who is Joshua?
是大祭司。
The high priest.
我们中国人没有什么概念，戴就戴嘛，那他就做王就是了，没什么了不起。
It's not a very easy to understand concept for the Chinese, for the high priest to wear a crown.
如果是犹太人读这个圣经就不得了，他跳起来了。
But for the Jews to read this, it means something to them.
为什么？
Why?
因为你如果去旧约看大祭司戴的冠冕。
If you look at the crown the high priest is supposed to wear in the Old Testament.
你到出埃及继续看也好。任何地方你看，每一次讲到大祭司的礼服跟他的帽子。
In Exodus, if you read it, it explains the garment, and the hat that the high priest is supposed to wear.
大祭司不戴金银的冠冕，不戴。
The high priest does not wear a crown of silver and gold.
大祭司戴什么？
What did they wear?
他是一个布做的一个帽子。
They wear a turban.
然后用一个金的牌子。挂在前面，写到分归耶和华为圣。
There's a plate on their turban that says the Lord Jehovah is holy.
这是旧约启示告诉我们大祭司的冠冕。
So this is what the Old Testament tells us, the crown, that's the crown of the high priest.
可是现在这个意象变了。
But this vision has changed.
他说，在这个大祭司头上戴一个金银做的冠冕。
On Joshua the high priest, he will wear a crown of silver and gold.
那么旧约里面谁戴金银做的冠冕呢？
And also in Old Testament time, who wears a crown of silver and gold? The king.
王是戴金银冠冕。
The king gets to wear a crown of silver
and gold. 可是现在这个金银冠冕居然让谁戴了呢？
But now they put this crown on whom?
大祭司戴了。
On the high priest.
不，这不是违背了摩西的五经的启示吗？
Isn't that against Mosaic law?
所以如果你是懂旧约的人，你就会觉得这里这个意象很奇怪。
So if you are a person who understands the Old Testament, you will find this vision very strange.
但是实际上并不奇怪。
But in fact, it's not.
你如果读这本书的第三章第八节。
If you look at chapter 3 of this book, verse 8.
第三章第八节怎么说？
Verse 8.
大祭司约书亚，你和坐在你面前的同伴都当听。下面括号说什么？他们是做预兆的。
It says, Now listen, Joshua the high priest, you and your friends who are sitting in front of you, indeed they are men who are a symbol.
预兆懂不懂？
What is a symbol?
是一个代表，是一个象征。比如说我们看到有一个教堂门口会挂一个十字架，这是象征。
It's a sign, it's a representation. For example, if you see a symbol of a cross in front of a church.
我们看到十字架我们就知道代表什么。 耶稣基督的救赎。
The symbol of the cross represents the salvation of Jesus.
他为罪人被钉死在十字架。
That he was crucified on the cross for sinners.
这是一个兆头，一个标记。
So it's a symbol, a sign.
好了，现在神对这个先知说。
So God says to this prophet.
你告诉大祭司约书亚。
Go tell Joshua the high priest.
现在你跟你周围的所有同伴，你们都是一个什么？symbol.
So you and all your friends, you are a symbol.
好，现在神就告诉他，你把这个冠冕戴在他的头上。
And then now Joshua has a crown of silver and gold on his head.
那你就会看，不管我们刚刚念的第三章第八节也好，或者这个现在我们读的第六章的这一个十二节也好。
So you see whether in verse 8 of chapter 3 or verse 12 of chapter 6,
它都有一个特别的字。
There is a, they both contain a special word.
这个特别的字叫做 branch.
The word is branch.
啊，中文圣经呢是翻译成苗。枝子苗。
In Chinese, Bible says a seedling.
它是一个很特别的字。
It's an interesting word.
那你就会发现我们中文圣经呢就怕我们读中文的人读不懂苗是指什么是资本主义的苗还是什么
In the Chinese version there's a little explanation as to what the seedling means
这里是讲到一个特定的人物
It speaks of a person
所以你看中文圣经上就加上两个字叫大卫点点点
In the Chinese version there's an explanation this seedling branch means David.
这样希望我们读中文的人能够懂。
Help us to understand what this means.
谁是大卫的 branch, 大卫的苗裔?
Who is the branch or the seedling of David?
就用这个约书亚来作为什么?预兆。
And Joshua is the sign, the symbol for that.
说你头上戴的这个金冠冕。
The crown that you wear on your head of
silver. 你又是大祭司。
And the position you hold as a high priest.
神在这里就要预告将来要出现一个人，他有这个身份。
God is foretelling the future person coming forth who will have this dual position.
旧约里面所有的人，你做王就是做王，你不能做大祭司；你做大祭司，你就不能做王，他是分开的。
All throughout history, either you're a king or you're a priest. Those two positions do not cross or combine.
你看乌西亚王想要去做祭司的事，想要烧香，马上得了什么病？大麻风。
When King Uzziah tried to be a priest to offer sacrifices, he had leprosy.
所以这是不可以的事情。
So it's not something they can't do that.
但是现在神居然要这个撒加利亚去做一个金银的冠冕戴在约书亚的头上，这不是很奇怪的一件事吗
？But yet now God wants Zechariah.To build a silver and gold crown to put on the head of the high priest.
但是不要忘记，神说这是一个标记。
And God said this is a symbol.
因为我要给你们带出一个人物。
I will bring forth a person.
他说这个人物他要建造什么？耶和华的殿，耶和华的家。
First of all, this person will build the temple of the Lord.
第二，他担负尊荣，坐在位上。掌什么王权又必做大祭司做祭司使两职之间筹定和平
He will also bear the honor and sit and rule on his throne thus he will be a priest on his throne and the council of peace will be between the two offices
这是伟大的宣告
It's a grand proclamation
伟大在哪里
Why is it so grand
神应许要给他的家有一个人出现他第一个责任是建造神的家第二个责任他同时执掌王权与祭司权
Because God promises that he will give his house this person who first of all will build a temple second of all will reconcile the two offices of the priest and the king
那么中文圣经在这个地方就补上了说大卫的苗裔
AndThe Chinese Bible has a small reference that says this person is the seed of David.
就是以大卫的后裔的或者作为预表。
So this symbol speaks of a descendant of David.
那这个谜底在哪里？谜底它的
解答在哪里呢？
What is the answer to all of this symbolizing?
马太福音第一章第一节。
In Matthew chapter 1 verse 1.
开宗明义第一章第一节就是说耶稣是谁。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 1 tells us who Jesus is.
他是两个身份。亚伯拉罕的儿子同时也是什么？大卫的儿子。
The son of David and the son of Abraham.
所以就告诉我们这一个人物来了。这个旧约先知预言的这个 branch, 这个苗裔不是别人就是耶稣。
So this branch, this seedling that the Old Testament prophesied is none other than Jesus.
所以神的审判是引进什么？神的儿子。
So the judgment of God brings forth his son.
神在这里审判了犹太人。
God has judged the Israelites.
现在把他们从老远带回到家乡来。
He brought them from afar back to their homeland.
可是这些人想我们大要复国了吧。
And they felt like they need to probably restart their country.
有没有复国？
Did they get their own country back?
没有。
No.
所以他们一直从那个时候一直到主耶稣，这些犹太人一天天梦想什么？复国。
So these Israelites from those days up until the days of Jesus, every day they're thinking about reestablishing their own country.
但是显然神不是这样做的。
But that's not how God works.
你们把江山毁了。
They've already destroyed their own country.
对不对？你们自己在神面前没有忠心，这个国被外邦人毁了。
You were unfaithful to God, so the Gentiles came and destroyed your country.
审判了你们。
But now the judgment of God has come upon you.
但是神的恩典是把你们带回到属灵的实际里头来。
However, His grace will bring you back to a spiritual reality.
这个实际是在灵的里头的。
And that reality is in the spirit.
不是在物质上的。
Not in the material thing.
他们想的是建一个宏伟的帝国，像当年大卫所罗门王一样。
Their hope is to reestablish their nation as grand as it was in the days of David and Solomon.
神没有这个兴趣。
That's not what God's interest is.
神要他们看见，我要给你们一个王。
God wants them to see that He will give them a king.
他是王。
He is the king.
但是不是你们想象的帝国的王。
But not a king of a country like you have visualized.
所以主耶稣来的时候，他说天国近了，你们应当悔改。
So when Jesus came, He said the kingdom of heaven is near. You must repent.
所以他用的词叫做天国。
He mentions the kingdom of heaven.
他没有说这是基督的国，他说这是天国。
Not the kingdom of Christ, but the kingdom of heaven.
因为神耶稣的儿子第一次来到地上，他不是建一个帝国。
So because when Jesus first time when he came on the earth, his purpose is not to build a physical country.
恢复的家是一个属灵的家，恢复的国是一个属灵的国。
He wants to restore, first of all, a spiritual country, a spiritual kingdom.
所以你在这个整个的这个犹太人的最后这段历史。
So as you look at the very last phase of history,
我说这叫做恢复的历史，这是犹太人最后一段历史。
It's a history. This period I would like to call a history of restoration.
你就注意看神在恢复的这个阶段，他的重点在哪里
？You'll see God's focus as He does the work of restoration.
他的重点不在于外表怎么样。
His focus is not on how it looks on the outside.
他建的这个殿是一个小的殿。
The temple that was rebuilt was a small one.
神跟他讲，你不要藐视这小事的日子。
But God said, do not look lightly upon these small things.
他带了这几个领袖回来。
These leaders that he brought back.
不管是约书亚大祭司也好。
Whether it be Joshua the high priest.
不管是这个另外这个人，所罗巴伯也好。
Or is it Zerubbabel?
所罗巴伯是谁的后裔？是大卫的后裔。
Zerubbabel was actually a descendant of David.
你如果去马太福音看耶稣的家谱，所罗巴伯在里头的。
If you look at this genealogy in the Gospel of Matthew, you'll find Zerubbabel in there.
但是所罗巴伯现在回到巴勒斯坦，他自己的家乡，自己的当年的神给他们的国，可是他掌王权没有。
But when Zerubbabel returned to their homeland, did he become king again?
啊，没有。
No.
他是 king adjunct， 这个是不是这个词？是不是这样用的？就是是王，但是没有实权。
He has He was king, but yet he did not have actual power.
对不对？他没有真正像他的父子辈坐在大卫的宝座上。
He was not seated on a throne like his forefathers.
那他是不是王？
But was he a king?
他是一个隐藏的王。
He was a hidden king.
这是所罗巴伯所扮演的角色。
That was the role of Zerubbabel.
那所以你就会发现，这个时候神他的在这恢复的工作的时候，他的重点是。恢复他属灵的知识。
So God in His work of restoration, His focus is on the spirit, restoring the spiritual truth.
但不管怎么样，地上的人永远只是一个标记。
And all the people of the earth are just symbols.
犹太人这群回来的人是一个标记。
The group of people that return, they are symbols.
指着一个属灵的事实，指着这个苗裔说的。
They point toward the spiritual truth, which is the branch.
向这个世界宣告，他要建立神的家。
To proclaim to the world that this branch was.
他要做神的大祭司。
Will build the temple of God. Will be the high priest of God.
他要建立一个国。
He will reestablish a nation.
那么什么时候应验呢？
And when does that come true?
耶稣第一次来就应验第一个部分。
When Jesus returned the first time, he fulfilled the first part.
耶稣第二次来就要应验全部分。
And when Jesus returns the second time, he will fulfill the whole prophecy.
所以旧约的犹太人做了那一段见证，新约的基督徒呢，就做后面这一段见证。
So the Israelites of the New Testament were witnesses of the first part of prophecy, and the Christians of the New Testament will be witnesses of the second part of prophecy.
我讲了这么多，有没有把你们通通 get lost?
Have I lost all of you yet?
这是很深的一个真理。
It's a very deep truth.
非常的重要。
But important.
为什么讲那么多？这是讲到我们的角色。
The reason I go through all of this is to tell you what our role is.
我们不是在这里做白日梦啊。
We're not just sitting here daydreaming.
神花那么大力气救我们，是在我们身上有使命的。
God pays such a high price to save us. He has a mission for us.
如果你不知道神在历史上做了什么事，我们就只好跟那些犹太人天天吃吃喝喝、玩玩、把做做生意、赚点钱，就了了这一辈子，对不对？
If you don't understand what God's mission is, we would just be like the Israelites of the past and just go about our life, do our business, and just eat and drink.
今天太多的基督徒就是这么过日子。
Many Christians today are living such a life.
他不知道神花了这么大代价。把我们放在地上是有使命的。
They don't understand that God has paid such a high price, put us on this earth for a mission.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们不能够不知道神的旨意，神在做事，他做什么事。
So we can't not understand what God's work is.
很多的时候，我们受责罚，也不知道为什么神管我管管教我们；我们受祝福，也不知道神为什么祝福我。反正天天就是。
A lot of times when we're disciplined, we don't understand why we're disciplined. A lot of times when we're blessed, we don't understand why we're being blessed.
What is going on? 到底到发生了什么事?
We really don't understand what is really going on.
所以我在讲台上我要讲的是什么?我不是讲一个历史故事给你们听就完了。
So I'm not just here to tell you a story in history.
我要指出来神到底在历史中做了什么。
I want to point out to you what God has done in history.
神在他们身上做了这件事也要做同样的事。
What he has done in their lives, he will do in our lives.
他们的事情也就是我们的事情。
What has happened to them? What happened to us?
懂了没有？所以我们听这一句的关系。
So don't think that these things have nothing to do with me. They have absolutely everything to do with you.
神要在地上建立他的家，这是永远不变的事实。
It's an absolute truth that God will establish His house on earth.
我们不忠心，神有办法把我们管教到忠心。
If we are faithless, God has a way to discipline us to a point that we are.
总是 sooner or later.
Just a matter of sooner or later.
早晚的问题而已。我们在那里还是犯罪，神要审判的。
If we continue to sin, God will judge.
我们不要以为这是我个人的事，我自己家里的事，你们不要管。不是，跟神整个的旨意有绝对的关系。
Don't think that this is just my personal matter or my family matter. It doesn't matter, but that's not true. Everything matters to God's eternal and absolute will.
我们在个人怎么生活，我们家庭怎么生活，我们教会怎么生活，你工作怎么工作，神都要管的。
God is in charge of how you live as a person, how you live as a family, how you live at work, and how you live as a church.
因为你是属于他的。
Because you belong to Him.
因为他已经买了你。
He has already purchased you.
所以你不能够说这是我个人的事，这跟神整个的计划是 虚与不可分的。
Don't think that it's just my personal matter. It's not true. It has everything to do with God's grand plan.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们八个意象讲完了。
As we finish these eight visions.
我盼望我们不但要知道神当年借着意象告诉先知讲了什么话。
I hope that not only do we understand what God has said through the prophets all these years ago.
我们要很清楚地知道神在这里有一个盼望。
Even more so, we need to understand what God's hope is.
他要建立什么？他的教。
He will rebuild his house.
而且他说他是什么态度？在这本书里面一个最重的话。
And what is his attitude, as you can see in this book?
我为这个心里什么？极其火热。
He said, I'm exceedingly jealous for this matter.
为什么要极火热就火热还加上两个字极其呢？
Why does he describe it as in such a way, exceedingly jealous?
啊，神为什么这样子加强语句？
Why does he make it so strong?
就是说神今天要做的这件事情是他心目中的叫做头等大事。
Means this is his top priority.
我们上个月在昆明去剪头，那个理发部的名字叫头等大师。
Okay, I went to a barber shop in Kunming. Its name was Top Priority.
中文就没法，英文没办法翻。
It doesn't quite have the humor in English.
神建他的家，对神来讲，这是他的什么？啊，我们一起说。头等大事。
The building of God's house is a top priority.
那么，既然对神来讲是他的头等大事，对阁下来讲呢？
If it's a top priority to God, then to you.
那等到我小孩长大了再说，等我啊找到工作再说，等我退休了再说。我跟你讲，来不及了。
Can you still say I'll wait till I'm retired? I'll wait till my kids grow up? Let me tell you, you can't wait that long.
头等大事就是说没有比这个更重要的。
Top priority means there's nothing else more important.
你的儿子比不上他。
Your son is not as important.
你的孙子更比不上他。
Your grandson is not even as important.
你的一切没有一样事情比得上这件事。
Nothing of yours is as important as that.
这叫做头等大事。
That's what it means to be the top priority.
我为这件事情极其火热。
God said, for this matter, I am exceedingly jealous.
怎么证明？他把他儿子都舍了。
Into such a way that he would give up his own son for it.
你就知道这件事情对神来讲多么重要。
So through that, you can see how important.
神救你不是因为怕你下地狱，将来让你上天堂，这不是神救你的目的。
God didn't save you just because he doesn't want you to go to hell so that you can go to heaven in the future. That's not the reason.
那你把我们看得太小了。
If you think that's the reason, then you've looked at our God too small.
神有一个伟大的旨意。
God has a glorious mission.
他要建他的什么？
He will build his house.
愿你的国降临。
May your kingdom
come. 愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在地。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
我们有没有每天这样祷告？
Is this your prayer every day?
我们有没有每天跟基督徒一起这样祷告？
Are you praying with other Christians in this way every day?
愿神开我们的眼睛。
May God open up our eyes.
他的真理一直在进行，从旧约到新约，他的真理像这个飞行的书卷一样，一直在飞行，遍地飞行。
His truth is marching on all through our history, just like the flying squirrel.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你是做事的神。
Because you are a God who works.
而且你是按照你永远的旨意在做你的工。
And you do your works according to your eternal will.
主啊，今天。你把你的话再次向我们表明。
Today, Lord, you've shown us again in your word.
你借着八个意象来向我们打开阿爸的心。
Through these eight visions, we saw our Father's heart.
主啊，我们真是觉得我们的神是何等的奇妙的神。
We realize what a wonderful God our God is.
智慧的神。
What a wise God.
公义的神。
A just God.
审判的神。
God who judges.
又满有恩典。满有慈爱的神。
Also, God, full of loving kindness and mercy.
我们就祷告，求你帮助我们。
So we pray for you to help us.
让我们明白你的心，我们就能够照你的心意来生活为人。
So that as we understand your heart, we may live according to your desires.
好叫我们见你面的时候，我们可以无愧。
So that when we see you, we will not be ashamed.
你快回来了。
Your return is soon.
求你准备你的教会。
You pray that you will prepare your church.
从老到小都要准备好。
You will prepare all of us from youngest to the oldest.
主啊，让我们欢喜快乐的见你。
So Lord, help us that we can welcome you back with joy.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.